This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden, speaking bluntly to reporters, described the purported Russian killings of Ukrainian civilians.
Yes, I called it genocide because it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Past American leaders have often dodged formally declaring bloody campaigns such as Russia's and Ukraine as genocide, hesitating to trigger an obligation that under international convention requires signing countries to intervene once genocide is formally identified. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed that Russia's bloody offensive in Ukraine would continue until its goals are fulfilled and insisted the campaign was going as planned. This is despite a major withdrawal in the face of stiff Ukrainian opposition and significant losses. Ukraine said Tuesday it was investigating a claim that a poisonous substance had been dropped on its troops. It was not clear what the substance might be, but Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation of the already devastating war. Putin insisted Tuesday that his invasion aimed to protect people in parts of eastern Ukraine controlled by Moscow-backed rebels and to ensure Russia's own security. New York police say they continue looking for a man who set off smoke grenades and fired a barrage of bullets into a rush hour subway train in Brooklyn, wounding at least 10 people on Tuesday. They believe a person who rented the van might be connected.
We did establish a gun interdiction task force, a nine-state group of individuals who come together regularly, and we believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with nine.